Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Friday. Unless, of course, you're in another country, it's probably Saturday.
Pretty much right now.
Yes. So anyway, we welcome you one and all. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee. Joining me is my co-host, Jimbo Baggins. He's also your host in Facebook. Mentioning Facebook.
I'm the typer.
Yes, yes. Facebook is where if you jump to the Psychic Love Doctor show page, you're going to be able to watch us streaming live. So you can see what we do. And
we have a lot of blog talkers that do that.
Yeah, they do. And if you are on Blog Talk, we welcome you. Jim is going to give you some tips on how to make your phone call the best it can be. And also he'll mention how when we have a lull in call, we will turn to you folks on Facebook. So anyway, let's get this party started, I think. First thing I'd like to mention also is that I'm using ordinary playing cards, which I am right now holding up for the Facebook audience so you can see. It's important to make the distinction. This is not tarot, not oracle cards, or not any of the other systems out there that I'm sure are absolutely wonderful. I've just never studied any of them. Kept my focus completely on personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught me. And then for several years later, I took her principles and furthered them. So I also, if anybody is interested, because I always forget to mention, I do have a book that is for sale at Amazon. Oh my goodness, there's just all kinds of different online booksellers that actually has the method in it that if you're a good book learner, you may want to pick up the message, Your Secrets in the Cards by moi. And I also want to mention that we're going to use a 24-card layout for each of the callers. Normally in a private session, I would repeatedly lay them out for each question, but due to time constraint, we have to just go with one layout per caller. So it will take me a moment to get them laid out for your reading. All right, Jimbo.
Hey, welcome everybody. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind you folks, if you're international, be it a caller or be you a Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we'll give a live international shout out like we're doing now to Laura from London. It's got a ring to it, Laura from London.
Yay.
And it is Laura from London. And Diane from South Africa. I almost got them.
There it is. Welcome, Diane. Welcome, Laura.
Almost second guest.
And the rest of you.
Yeah, and well, welcome everybody. Yeah, those are international folks we have thus far.
All right.
Let's see. That number to call in is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, it will tell you that you get to listen to the show while you wait. And that is a fact. You will get to listen to the show while you wait. And anytime you call and you're waiting and you hear silence, something went wrong. So you got to call back. That's just for the future. It happens. You know, it's life. You call cell phone world computers. It happens.
True.
But eventually we shall take you live. And when we do so, we ask that you do the following things legally and safely if possible. If it's legally and safely allowed, I should say. Same thing, I guess. Go speakerphone off. Go Bluetooth off. go right to, just hold that thing up to your head. I don't know, maybe it's been forever since you've done that, but please do that. Shut down all your background noises. Get rid of, well, I shouldn't say get rid of, stop multitasking, please. That actually sounds harmless, but it really gets screwed up by the time we hear the audio from people and they're running around doing stuff. Perfect scenario, if you're at home, you go get in a quiet, comfortable room that has great cell phone reception. And that is because when your call as a multitasking, nailing somebody here, when your call comes into the computer world, by the time it comes out our speakers, the quality is degraded, and it varies from call to call, and sometimes it's a blot. And if you're on speakerphone or Bluetooth, it can really be, can be really rough.
That is a scammer?
That was a scammer. See, and killed myself out of the Facebook room. So I'll be going back in. Yep, that was a scammer.
Sure didn't look like it on her website.
I don't care what it looked like. It was a scammer, Deb. If you don't want to trust me, I can give you this. You got to stay in your lane. Got to stay in your lane. But anyway, yeah, it was somebody was hitting on Laura. So I nailed her. Anyway, let's see here. Gemma discombobulated. I guess we're not going to do a show here.
Yeah, what happened?
Facebook is being a naughty word. I'd like to say lots of naughty words, but we're not going to. It should be able to get it now. Sorry, folks. Will it come to life? Shall it? Well, anyway, all right. That's the deal when you call in. For Messenger folks, like Deb said, we will turn to you folks from time to time. We can't tell you when, and you can't call in early and get in a queue. Facebook doesn't have that type of system. Yeah, see, it was a Lori Ladd. Don't let it fool you when it's a real name. Going after Laura. Yes, you got to be careful of them. We will turn you folks. There's a couple things. One thing, you can't call in early. There's no way to get in early on Messenger. And we take audio, video. We don't do the Messenger texting like a text thing. No, it has to be audio, video. Call to Deborah Lee on Facebook. It won't be to Psychic Love Doctor Show. So you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And we'll let you know. We'll remind you of all that when we actually make that leap to the Facebook folks. Let's see. Last but not least.
Yeah!
Yes, it is Friday, and this is Rebel Card Friday. So when you hear the rebel yell, that means your reading with Deborah's done. Sorry, it's over. We can't go any more back and forth. We've got to move on. But I shall give you a single rebel card before we move on to the next caller. And that's the name of that, too. Now, Laura did something, and I don't know if you know anything about it, Deb. She said she sent me 100 stars. What does that mean?
I don't know either, but I've heard of a little bit about it.
She says, I'm not sure if you got my stars. And she says, well, that's how your work is money is earned. I don't know. We don't do this for money for here. There's no money here.
Yeah, but I wonder how do you read up on?
She says you need to look into it is all. So
okay.
I guess we'll have to look into it. But there's no sending, there's no sending of any transactions here. This is a free show. Free. If you would like to get
but
more.
But thank you. That was nice of you.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know if I should thank her. I didn't know if that meant like that. Maybe the gates to hell were going to open because I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it. I don't know what stars mean. But we shall look into it. I'm looking at the callers, Deb. I'm going to go to the first caller, 775, says it's Nevada. But we know better.
Oh, I think I know who this is.
Got to be Wendy, right?
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, my friend. I am approved.
Oh, look at that. Oh, thank you for sharing. Jim, did you hear that?
Oh, nice.
Yes. Wow. Are you, Wendy? Thank God, right?
Thank After God. All... Praise God. And what he did was... He got them cornered with no way out, and they had to approve me. They usually give them 6 weeks. This was officially submitted on the 7th, and they got the approval today. So what's that, 2 weeks and 4 days?
Wonderful.
Well, sure, accelerated at the end, didn't it?
Yes.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Oh, I am walking on air. And we are not going to stop there. We're going to go back in time. And so I hope that there is even more good news down the road. But this is really quite an accomplishment.
Yes, after all this time.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, see, it just sucks nowadays. I mean, you have to, you got to do, but it sucks that you have to get the law involved. You know, the people just can't do the right thing without damn lawyers getting involved. But it's all that matters is you got to where you need to.
And this has been going on since June 22nd.
Yeah.
So we're not done yet. We're going to go back in time. And I talked to my doctor today. She's very supportive, as usual. And her name is Kristen. And she, I gave her the name of a website to go to, but well, not really a website, but I told her what to look up on Google to see the video. And I sent that to you as well. I don't know if you had the time to watch it, but will we get more good news? They're going to pursue even going back further. We're not going to stop here.
No. Going back further as in, like, back owed money? Is that what you mean?
Well, yes. Basically, when I applied, it was June 22. But really, mm-hmm. the date that I became disabled was January 15th, 2020. And I have tremendous proof on that as well.
Yeah.
So will there be more to come? Are they going to be successful in I want to be careful what I say on air, but you know what I mean.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we got you. Well, but it's a free show too, so.
At what?
Well, I mean, no. If she says something, it's not like there's some kind of sponsors are going to drop us
or
anything.
I don't think that's what she's thinking of. She just wants to keep some of her business private.
Well, okay, as far as that goes, well, of course, everybody's welcome. Always can do that. Yeah, everybody's as comfortable to say as little or as much as they want to provide.
You know what? Our lease is up in April, so now will my sister and I be moving to a much nicer place around April or May?
Okay, there's a couple questions right about there. Perfect. So there you go. So we got the, how do you look, how's the back monetary stuff that's owed, is how's that looking? And then how is the possible move?
Well, I have
April,
to tell
May.
You, last few times that I've read your cards, I did see a move was definitely in your future. I didn't mention it because we were more focused on your case.
Yeah, that was the most important thing.
Right, we were. That's true.
Yeah, it looks very good for you. So it's concerning the move. It'll be a good step for you to take. And as for the other, remember, this does sort of fall a little under legal issues. And because we don't have credentials for anything that's legal or too medical, I can only give you a personal opinion. All right? So what I feel is, yeah, there's a possibility there'll be, you know, of course, the legal firm, they want to get their cut.
It benefits them in more ways than one also. It makes you happy. They want to make their clients happy, and then they get a little percentage, and it looks good on their record as another win. So it benefits everybody here except, of course, the insurance slime. Oops,
so,
I didn't mean to say insurance slime. Shame on me.
Insurance
slime bags. Pardon me.
So, yes, it looks good for you, hon. And, they know their business.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Obviously, because they made this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. They did not mess around.
They certainly did.
So you trusted the right people. You chose wisely. You chose a good firm.
Will we move to a place that's really nice on Data Drive, or are we going to go to Elk Grove or a different place?
Yeah,
remember now, when you start throwing out these names like that, Deb has never been to these places.
Yeah, it's
so
all Greek to me.
So she wouldn't know.
I just know that you're going to make a good choice. And once you have possibilities lined up, then we can look at them. You know, once
yeah,
we have.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. And we're going to buy eventually, but for the time being, we want to move and then take our time looking around.
Oh, sure. Sure, and hopefully,
absolutely, yeah, that makes sense.
Hopefully, the real estate market will calm down.
Yeah, and that's nice.
You know,
and that's one thing. If you are planning on buying, it helps if you can just lease somewhere and wait for that right frickin' room with the right rates, the right market, the right everything. That could be like soon. It could be, you know, a long time from now. It's such a volatile, hard to predict thing.
It is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be a real cute house or a condominium, but. You know what? I remember our last conversation, Deborah. Remember when I said, I'm letting go and letting God?
Yep. Yeah. And we were talking to you about how that could be the key element that turned this around.
Maybe you had that intuition feeling that you didn't need to do anything else. It was all going into motion.
Well, that's
exactly true.
I exhausted myself, did everything under the sun. And I'm really good at detail. And I was talking to one of the attorneys today about what our plans are. We're going to do a conference meeting on the phone next week. And I already was telling them, I know my facts. With my memory, I can be crystal clear. I can remember every little detail and voice intonation and everything else.
Well,
and
that's great.
That's one thing they've commented on is that I am probably one of the most detailed clients they've ever had in their life.
Well, that's wonderful.
Made their job a lot easier,
yes,
I bet.
Yes, it certainly did.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
It's been a long road, and we're beginning to see sunlight, thank God. And hopefully happiness and comfort and health and safety from now on. And I'm excited and thrilled and thankful.
Oh, so happy.
That's
why
you should be. You deserve to be.
Yes, it's been a long road.
Well, see, patience and diligence.
Yes, that's right.
Pay off. All right, real quick.
All right, here's your card.
Your card is don't force it. Allow it to come to you. Now, maybe that... I don't know that it's this, or maybe it's the move. Maybe that's what it is.
Love.
Could be both. Could be both. She still wants. There's still more part of this that has to be rectified. The back stuff that's owed, and there's a move coming. So I think it's basically saying what she said.
Yeah.
She already said she's putting it in God's hands. So she's already not forcing it. She's going to allow it to work itself out. And
that's terrific.
And it's worked out so far, and it looks like it'll keep on working out for you.
Well, you made our week there, Miss Wendy.
Yeah, it was a nice, happy start to Friday.
Thank you so much for letting us know.
And we hope that it just keeps on
getting
better.
That's right.
I knew you both would be genuinely happy for me, and thank you for that. That means a lot to me.
Well, it does. I mean, that's you put a lot of effort into this. And you were worried lawyers and all that stuff, it was really getting you down.
Well, and Wendy, when we give readings, I especially become invested in your situation. So it's important to me to see those who've had readings succeed and be happy.
We want people to get what they deserve.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. Everybody should get what they deserve.
I hope that if any of your listeners have a similar situation, that they do not give up. They can get a high-powered, quality attorney on a contingency basis and let the attorney take it over.
It is true.
So I will help people wherever I can. I am a humanitarian, and I don't think this party is over with yet. I think somehow I'm going to be instrumental in helping people, and I want to.
Good. Yeah, well, that's what more people should do. When things happen that are in their favor and that they worked hard for, they can share that knowledge and that know-how to other people and help them.
Right. So
be an advocate, basically.
Blessings to you, Wendy. This has been such a great news piece.
That should make you have a good weekend, hopefully.
Well, thank you both. God bless. And stay healthy and blessings.
And we look forward to hearing from you again when Morgan is.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
Yes.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, we'll do our best.
Yeah, and you know, it is kind of a big subject when you think about it, because let's face it. Everybody gets into business. Why? Because you do want to make money. Insurance companies, if they're not full of nuns and people that are just totally devoted to helping mankind and martyrs, they do want to make money.
The only thing is,
they want to make money. They have chosen that industry to do so.
They use advertising as propaganda. Oh, we're the insurance company that cares. We care about you, right? And then you get caught up in the shuffle like Wendy has since June.
Yeah, so that's Wendy, and then they say, well...
And it's...
Then they blame the people. Well, you go and get lawyers to get involved. Well, you know why? Because, first of all, these insurance companies already have lawyers working for them. So don't make it sound like the client is the one getting lawyers involved. Insurance companies always have lawyers involved. And they always lowball. If they even offer anything, they're always going to offer you the bare freaking minimum. Why? Because they're concerned about their profit. And that's...
Yeah.
I can give them like a 10%, I understand. But still, damn. You know, you're still a human. You got to go home and look at yourself in the mirror. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Some of these people, I guess. You hear that?
I do.
Strange beeps in the night. Beep, beep, beep.
The fairies are calling us.
We know not. Well.
Should we?
Real quick. Let's go to the Facebook folks real quick.
You know, if you would have let me finish my sentence, that's what I was going to say.
Well, see, you know what? I'm faster. You said you're talking slow tonight. Let me step in. Let me run this show. Let me get this thing going.
Yeah, I have to be a little slow.
Petey Gonzalez, I will step in. I want to get fast. What's going to happen? All right, Facebook folks, now is the time. Messenger Deborah Lee, audio or video on Facebook. And we'll wait a few
seconds.
Or
they can type it in.
And then we'll give them the first priority for about 10, 20 seconds. And then if not, we'll take the first typed in question.
Because if I was new to a show, there'd be no way in hell I'm calling in.
I already have one already, but. Laura, you're up. I said plural. She said she just wanted a general reading, but I just said, you got to give us a little more background, Laura. You're not a frequent flyer here. You have been here before, but we remember the Laura from London,
and I
Laura.
I don't know if I gave her a reading.
I don't know either.
I don't
You're right.
I think so.
I can't remember.
So you have to be specific at first.
Yeah, general. She'll give you general, but give her at least something going on in your life.
I have to build a link with you intuitively,
yeah.
A sense of familiarity.
She said sure, so I think she's going to. So yeah, some things real quick, like if you could say like two sentences about yourself and maybe a couple sentences about what's really going on that's important and you're concerned about, and then that will help, right? Will help, right? Right? You're bloody well, right? That is Supertramp.
Was it?
Yep. And I never knew that until I actually...
Me neither.
Just, it doesn't sound like their typical music.
Are they from the UK?
I don't know. I think so. Well, they said you're bloody well, right? The people in the United States don't talk like that.
I've never heard anybody here say that.
Ever, unless they're making...
No, they're
unless
gonna
they're trying to impersonate a British
they're
person.
They're going to use the F word here.
Yeah, you
something like that.
Freaking, sure. But, and she typed the number one. I don't know. Is that a code for something? Oh, she's, well, one, she's giving us facts. Number one, she's a small business owner.
Okay.
Cool. Don't freak out, people on Blog Talk. We're going back. It's Friday. The show's not going to end at 8. I mean, it could if she was like her teeth fell out or something, then we would end it, you know. Two, she's single.
Okay.
She's spoon feeding us here. Oh, a little baby food, little baby food feed. What are you doing?
Waiting for the rest of the stuff.
She's doing ADD. Okay.
No, I'm waiting for the rest of her details.
Well, you're playing.
And I'm saving something for myself.
Well, is that enough to get going? She's a small business owner and she's single, so she's probably concerned about her business and probably concerned about being maybe not single. You know what I'm saying?
I think we could work with that.
I think if I somebody said those two facts, I'd be like, all right, and that's what we shall go with. We shall go with that.
Yes, we will.
All right, Laura from London.
And just bear in mind,
center stage.
The more readings that you receive, the more clarity comes out.
And now a negative.
What?
In the last 8 years, she's lost 10 members of her family.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be, I don't know. I can't think of words. There's no words for that. That's bad.
That's a lot.
Bad is an understatement. So, both of her parents, or one of those.
I hope they have
10 people. Yeah, boy. I guess that would probably make you question a lot of things philosophically. I'd be wondering what the hell. Well, our heart goes out to you. Loss is a part of life, but 10 people in 8 years is a little bit above and beyond what you would expect.
In 8 years.
A normal circle of life,
yeah.
10 people in 8 years. Whoopsta. Cards are going down. Oh, she's watching too. See, that's a benefit. She's like, she can actually see the cards.
Yeah.
And Devil actually grabbed them and hold them. So the blog talkers, if you're a blog talker and you're not watching, you kind of miss like a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is. But you don't get to see she holds the cards up. Kind of cool. And she says, it does about being horrible, but you have to walk in the light. I guess you got to try to take some kind of positive path out of that. That would be hard to do.
Okay, for you, Laura. Your business is going to really flourish in the time yet to come.
Okay.
In the meantime, if it seems like it's real sluggish, not really, going forward too well, bear with it because that's going to change. All right. We're still in many ways recovering from the whole COVID and quarantine and, you know, all of that. So just, have patience and faith, two best things that anybody could have, that I really feel as we roll into, next year should be a real good year for you. And when it comes to being single, this is interesting because you are a lady who won't sell herself short. And a lot of women will tailor themselves to the dating market, if you know what I mean.
They'll lower their standards, you mean?
Yes, they will.
And that?
To make themselves more marketable.
It all depends if that's good or bad. If you do it just a tiny little bit, maybe that's not so bad. But if you really go too low, then you're really not going to be happy.
What I feel about you is that the truly great love of your life has not come yet, but it is coming, and it will be a soulmate connection like you will not believe. All right. In the meantime, if you feel like going out with somebody and, you know, doing something pleasant, go. But they are not going to be on your level exactly. There's somebody from your past that wishes they could come back. I find this is often true of quite a few reading recipients. There's somebody in the past that didn't treat you right, that wants to now come back and make amends. Yeah, but you know what? He really didn't change. He's still that same guy. The same guy. So if you find that happening to yourself, don't fall for it. Yeah, the crocodile tears and, you know, all the promises that things will be different. It's not going to be different. And I'd hate to be, you know, not quite so, I guess I'm being realistic instead of rainbows and unicorns. I would rather see you wait for the right one. And you're going to know that you know that you know that right one. As that individual walks into your life.
Just a 23-second delay, it's true. Real quick, international shout-outs, multiple.
Multiple.
Suzanne, Cho, Virgil, all from the UK.
Yay, baby.
The British invasion has begun. It started with Laura from London.
Yes, Laura led
the
way.
Now reinforcements have arrived. All right, back to the reading.
Okay, so Laura.
And she said he has already twice.
Oh, gosh. And I think you know that they have a saying that a leopard never changes its spots. I do believe that people are capable of change.
Then it wasn't a leopard.
What was it? Oh.
She
said this one's tried to come back twice.
If somebody's changed, then it wasn't a leopard. If it keeps trying to change and doesn't, then that is a leopard and it's not going to change.
Yeah, it's not going to. Your own instinct. I think your own instinct is telling you, stand back. Stay away from me. And it's unfortunate because when you love somebody, you love with your whole heart. I mean, you're a keeper. This lady's a keeper. Her own business, her life looks just absolutely amazing in cards. And to you have such resilience, 10 deaths in 8 years, that's a lot.
That's horrible.
That's a lot. But like you said, it's important to stay in the light. So I think there's a lot of success for you. And the right one is coming. And like I said, you're going to know. This one will not slip through your fingers. You won't miss out on it because it's coming at a time. This is like the movies. It's coming at a time into your life when you think nothing good is going to happen. It's, you know, same old, same old. My life is dreary. And I see this right here, and it's sure to come true. And then, boom, there it is. Serendipity, Jim's favorite word.
He
doesn't like that word. I do. Something really amazing to happen when you least expect it. Yes, go ahead.
Another international shout out to another South African. This is, how do you say it? Her name is Dianello, I believe it is.
It's for just massacre.
I'm giving it a shot. Dianello, it's very cool. I hope it's that because that sounds really cool.
Or tell us phonetically.
And, a couple back, Laura said, this man will never change, going back to that guy. And she says she gives it her all. Agreed with something, she gets it. Yep, she does. I think we should probably
move on. But the thing is I want to stress is you already recognize he hasn't got the capability to be faithful, I don't think, to anybody. And
not even himself.
God, that's good. That's where I was going. You scare me sometimes.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
It's true. So, hon, it's an honor to read your cards because they're fabulous.
Yeah, thank you for, we thank you for coming, bringing your whole entire army from the UK here. We love that so much.
You brought them in.
We like it. If we didn't have our international folks, times here would be a little boring.
We've just insulted.
We didn't insult them, but they don't show up as much as they used
to.
Our domestic folks. I mean, life is life.
Remember, it's 5 hours later there, and more. South Africa, I think it's.
Well,
like,
7 hours. Yeah, it's much later.
And
I mean, when they say South Africa, it is South Africa. It's not just a little bit south.
Maybe they were all out partying, and so they come home and turn
us
on. All of them.
Well, commenting on the domestic folks on our side. They have no. Well, they do have excuses. It's Friday. Even in the Eastern times, a lot of people They're doing stuff.
This is still happy hour.
And if they start going back to the other time zones, a lot of them haven't even left work yet. So it is what it is. You know, West Coast. It's 4:30. They're probably still working. A lot of people.
There
the
was a company out of Turkey that was very interested in hiring me as like a full-time person, but you'll never guess when they wanted me to start my online shifts. It would be 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And I thought, you know what? My life is enough of a stress machine. I don't need to add. Could you imagine? I mean, a lot of people do work those hours. But see, that firm wanted to attract people that are ahead of time over the United States.
So they probably wanted to span some time zones and stuff like that. Yeah, and a lot of people like different hours. Everybody's different.
Don't forget now, Jim, it's Friday, and I did bring some interesting material that we could discuss.
Well, I mean, we're not lacking in people, participants, too. Just remember that.
Well,
all right.
I could save it till tomorrow.
We could talk. I mean, we got people in here. And
all right. I'll tickle your brains a little bit with
this. We won't make this laugh. We don't want some of the folks on holding on Blog Talk to start crying, because I would have to be on hold for 45 minutes. But all right, let's go.
All right. Well, they're taking chances calling up. You know, it's not like they have appointments, and I apologize for that. This all started. This was a little seed that grew in my brain when I read this story, which was in our big city newspaper, and it's actually syndicated across the country. Do you folks know what time theft is? Time theft is when you're waiting for, like, an appointment, a plane. What else can you wait for? Anyway, they did a big study. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Finish her. I'm sorry. I will get my...
Yes, and we'll reboot this. That way she can do a quick scan. She was just curious if you happen to see a timeline on the new love, Laura. If you did, she goes time, but she doesn't expect it. If you didn't, you did.
I have to think for a minute.
If you did, you did. If you didn't.
We're in closing out February very soon. I think by June. Now, you should be expecting that. Manifest that. And be saying to yourself, I know that one for me, my knight in shining armor, whatever you want to call him, my prince is coming. And I will be ready when he arrives. Whoa, Jim got excited.
Well, I got pissed off at this. What's going on here?
What?
I type 13 words and then they go... Like, what's going on here?
Well, by the way, we just have to do the research on it. I have preliminarily arranged that we can have a live platform on, amazingly. We have to figure out the configuration of...
How's that going to benefit people here that aren't on Amazon?
Well, I think it's a public platform. We have to just go in and look at the finer points. It's free for a year. And then after that, it might be a better platform for us. We'll have to see. Okay, did you do your rebel card?
I did not. That's what it says. That project, that person, that idea is waiting, Laura. Get after that stuff.
I think you kind of said
go at get after
shiz.
That shit. The world has your back.
These are rebel cards that are in your face, honest.
I like, there's a lot of them like that. I wish I could just read that, but Deborah, she's my, what
the ones
do you call
that say, pull your head out of your ass.
What do they
those
call those
seem...
people that the people that don't let you say bad things on air?
The censors?
She's my censor.
Well, I know Blog Talk, after a while, will get upset.
Laura says she's manifesting, so that's cool.
Yay.
Well, no.
What?
That is news for the soul, because she's not a rated R, a PG-13 show. We are a PG-13.
Yeah, they won't advertise R-rated shows.
Which is stupid, but whatever.
Well, if you go to a PG, is it GP or PG?
It's PG. There's a GP, but it's not. There's a PG-13.
All right. If you go, you might hear some cuss words, but you're probably not going to see more than bare boobs.
But first of all, there's no scene on Blog Talk, so that's where they got to get over that. So if we said... Our audio shows rated R. What's the problem? There's nobody seeing anything.
Because I guess children could get on here.
Well, then their parents are supposed to not be dumbasses and let their children go just do whatever the hell they want on their computers, right?
But it's the new babysitter.
Well, then they can go on,
you know,
every single porn site on earth and there's no filter. Well, that's if the parents didn't put like all these blocks and filters in place on the computers. You can do that. But anyway, back to the...
All right.
Start from scratch.
So, with this as a study, it was done on time theft, which is a pretty name for waiting. And they actually wasted money on, we're all going to wait, but they wanted to see if different cultures and races wait longer than others, or if people will, say, write down the right amount of time that if they had to be waiting. Are they calculating the correct time? And they said a lot of people making less than $20,000 a year, which I don't know for the UK folks what that is equivalent to. 20 grand is like poverty.
Oh, it's below poverty.
Yeah. They said people making under that a year, they wait on average 6 hours a year more than people who make $150K more.
I can tear that apart.
And the reason, okay, now this was done out of labor and statistics, I think.
Okay.
But they say that rich people get others to do the waiting for them. Okay.
Which is bullcrap.
And I thought, wow, I bet there was a lot of money spent on this.
That's the thing. And this is one single study, right, from one university?
It was actually from a Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Oh, government agency.
Yeah, so that's where money went.
There you go, right there. There's our taxpayer dollars. I could flush them down the toilet. You don't have to do it, government.
And who cares? We know. We're in the military. The slogan is hurry up and wait.
And
you're waiting.
And I guarantee if you're making less than $20,000 a year, you're going to a lot of places to get a lot of subsidies, free certain types of health care. You got to go see. You're waiting for that reason because you're trying to get some help. Because you're making poverty.
Emergency
level. You're getting
room.
Help.
They also looked at that. The wait there is merciless.
You know what, though? You roll up into any one of the emergency rooms, you can roll up in a Rolls Royce, they don't give two shits. Your ass is going to be out there waiting. You're getting triaged. If you don't got blood squirting out of your freaking neck, you're going to be waiting.
Or
flu season.
Or they're
during
rolling in
season.
A gunshot victim or something.
Yeah,
like that.
If it's flu season, any kind of flu season.
I did hear something today, and you know, I've done this. Like when we go to the clinic or whatever, there's nobody in there. I have broken the rule of the ER, which is using the Q word. The word is
queer?
Quiet.
Oh.
Why is it so quiet in here? And no wonder people have said, shh, don't say that word. Well, yeah, no, you don't want anybody to show up, but it's like a curse.
You just gotta knock on wood is all you gotta do.
So
I did it
never
work all the time.
Say the Q word.
I remember at work for the longest time before COVID, after lunch, the last few hours would be holding our breath on a Friday that some kind of major fire emergency thing wouldn't come up. We'd be like, oh my God, it's afternoon.
And you'd have
we'd look at a phone every time it rang because we have caller ID. Anytime somebody can walk in, we make sure somebody, because it's like, oh, sure enough, people, a lot of times people come around. Hey, it's 3 o'clock. I got this holy emergency thing that we have to resolve because people want to work tomorrow on something.
Okay, I got one quick one for you that's hilarious.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll go back to reading.
And then we'll go back to the blog talk callers next.
Yes, Penn State in the UK. In Penn State University in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania State.
This was in the 60s, and I don't know if they could pull.
The Nittany Lions.
I don't know if they could pull this off today because of the, what are those PETA people? The PETA.
Well, you didn't tell us what this is, so.
The university funded an experiment on taking a male turkey to see how minimal stimuli had to be for it to be considered a mate. Okay. So the researchers kept removing limbs one by one on this female turkey and even the organs until it was just a turkey head on a stick. And the male still mated with it.
I heard about this theory a long time ago. Yeah, I think it's like one of the oldest studies
in our modern
life that they did, probably in the 60s.
Why do we need to know?
And I never did double check on that. I heard it on the radio, too.
So just proves, ladies, what we always thought about men.
But you can't just say that and then say nothing.
They
know. You know what? That totally proves what everybody knows about women. Anyway, let's go talk about something else. You can't say that.
They know. I don't want to start a gender war right now.
Nowadays, we don't know who'd be fighting because everybody decides their own gender anytime they feel like it.
Well, it isn't like you guys approach us and say, hey, you look like somebody I want to sit down and discuss world affairs with. You know, you just seem that sharp. Hell no. What do they say? Did it hurt? Did what hurt? Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Oh, my God. I just want to rip a face off hearing that.
But the problem is there's some of you in that gender that are dumbasses. I think that's cute. Otherwise, the lines would never get fed. So you guys can blame yourselves for that. Blame yourselves. You always say, well, men object. Yes, really? Oh, let's see. Ever go out to a club and stuff? The chicks, if they sneeze, their boobs pop out. If they bend over, they're going commando. It's a porn shot.
It goes all the way back to time immemorial.
Women
in history, look back in your, they all wore, you know.
Yep.
They did. It was a nice look.
But if that chick ever does this, my eyes are up here, and I say, well, then don't show your cleavage if you don't want me to look at it. Stop it. If you really want me to look at your eyes, then don't expose them. Simple as that. All right, let's go.
Okay, ladies, support. All right, let's go.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, it's the
Earth Angels. Earth Angel coaches.
All right.
We're here for you.
We's here, baby.
Yes. So lay it on us.
This is what's up. He gave me a big old parade when I arrived today back to my house because he had been hanging with the – in fact, she came out of his apartment. The woman that owned her son owns the place, and so she's here for the next few days. And they came out of his apartment, and he came over, and he's giving me a big old parade and making me feel special in front of her. And she was no great shakes. I mean, I try not to be a nasty woman. But I had to go running to an obligation. He told me, he says, when you get back, we'll go for a walk if you want. And so we did. And I just started crying when we were walking. And I took my glasses, my hat off, and I let him see my face. And I said, look, I just love you so much. And I'm thinking that I have to move because this is not what I need right now, this chaos in my life. And he said, we talked about it for a bit. I said, most of my friends are saying I need to get the hell out of here and just go live by myself and get my work done. And he said, if this had happened, he said, why couldn't this have happened 30 years ago to me? And we just had our walk. You know, we didn't really beat that dead horse. We just kept walking and talking, and how it is. And Deb, he told me, I don't know. You know, I don't know about this guy. I don't know what's going on. I have a date set up with a heterosexual woman friend. We're going downtown to have coffee. He's going to go to Farmer's Market. But I think he has some chick action there that he kind of, he's going to take his sports car. He said, because I've had so many walks, I think I'll take my car. And I'm sitting here thinking, I wonder, you know, he was explaining it to me. He was letting me know. But I don't know, Deb, what's going on here? I mean, does he even care?
I can't imagine that he would hurt you that way. That would take somebody who's a stone cold asshole.
Oblivious.
Yeah, he told me the other day, when we were talking about this the other day, I don't know if it was yesterday, everything's a blur now. He said, I will never hurt you. You know, I said, some of my close women friends are thinking I need to get out of here because I'm going to get really badly hurt. And he said, I will never hurt you. But, you know, you can't.
Yeah, you can't make promises
like that.
So that went over his head, I think, that statement.
You know, even people that are getting married make a vow like that, but you can't promise it. I mean, you can promise it, but you can't.
What he should have said, and that would be honest, if I will never intentionally hurt you.
That's it.
Because we can hurt people by accident and not mean to, but it's when you intentionally do it, that means you're a dickhead.
Yeah.
If you accidentally do it, learn from it, don't do it again if you care about the person.
And now he's kind of, you know, he's kind of like talking to me like he's a husband in certain ways. Like, he went to go, I don't know, we were on our walk, and there were some people that he knew, some guys, and he ran across the street, and he kept yelling at me, stay there, don't move, stay there. And I thought, well, you know, I'll get the fuck out of here if I feel like it. He's not going to order me around. And then he took his time and came back. And then he did something else when we're walking. He says, you and I are going to such and such on Tuesday. You know, he didn't even ask. I don't know, Deb. What? I don't know.
Well, let's see what we have here. He definitely doesn't want you to move. You are a constant, I'm trying to say, like a support for him. It's coming through in the cards. It's as if the two of you are playing house in his mind, you know, and now you're starting to see more about, say, his true nature, telling you to stay there. And, you know, it sounds to me like he would be, what do you call it, Jim? Controlling. That's what you've called it.
Yeah, it's controlling, and I don't think he intentionally wants her. I think he doesn't even comprehend what he's doing. He has no clue that what he's doing. I think he wants her exactly the way it is. She's a good neighbor. We're touchy-feely, good friends. There's no sexy thing. To him, this is probably the perfect thing on earth.
I don't see any men here for him.
Hmm.
See that? Look at.
No, and I told him, this is what I told him. I told him, I said, it promised me something. I said, if you have a relationship with a gay guy, I said, can you please let me know? And he goes, why? And I said, because then I'll stop loving you. And then he said, I asked him, I said, do you have an STD? Is that what this is all about? That you can't have sex because of an STD? And he said, no. He said he had two surgeries, and this is all how do you say that word? Prostate related. And the second one injured him very badly.
So he can't perform?
I guess, I don't know. I'd have to go online and study it, I guess, though.
Well, you can't study it. You should have said, what does that mean? Should have been the next question. What does that really mean? What did it do to you?
Yeah,
what
to me, like he was telling her.
But he didn't actually. I would have said, are you trying to tell me that basically you're going to be limp forever? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe that's why there's no guys running around there either.
Might be. Maybe he's like turned into a flower?
So you've given him like what's the best of all possible worlds in this relationship. But you need more. I mean, in a sense, imagine if he was a paraplegic.
I have a thing to throw.
And he can't do much to please you. You know, think of the frustration there.
But.
Yeah. I want to know.
No, wait. If that's the case,
yeah.
Then why would he made a reference to why didn't I meet you 30 years earlier, which meant that he still is leaning toward the gay thing.
Or maybe because those were before the surgery.
I bet was this third surgery 30 years ago?
Oh, I don't know. Let me think now. I don't know. I don't know. He hasn't given me a timeline on the surgery.
Oh,
but you know what, Deb? On this farmer's market thing that he's so devoted to going and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, does he have some chick action going on down there? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we have some devotion to that shit. What does that mean?
Is he an organic food person that he goes to the farmers? Then what's he doing?
No, I think it's more social. I think my girlfriend, do you see him having crushes on girls?
I don't.
Yeah, Dad, thank you. Does he like me? Does he like me a little?
He adores you, but the question is...
What is that going to do for you?
The question is compatibility here.
So what if he adores you? How's that going to work out?
He wants two of them... Go ahead.
Staying at home. I mean, I'm going to, as I said yesterday to you, but I'm not advertising it to him, I will be going out with, you know, doing my thing.
Yes, and that man is still here, the one that's going to relocate close to where you live. He's still here. and he is going to be coming right at you. So I don't think you're going to have to look too long for somebody that really trips your trigger.
I like to trip your trigger. Yep. Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know.
And if his kiss sets you on fire, you may have to warn him that he should be expecting spontaneous combustion.
Well, you might not want him on that kiss.
The kiss tells everything.
But you might want to tell the guy right away, oh, you kissed me, so it's time to bang. Unless you're ready. Hey, if that's what you want to do, your first kiss. You want to bang on your first kiss? Go for it. That's cool. I'm good with that. Guys like that.
Your first date?
Yeah.
Doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but if she said that and not expecting the bang, that's not nice.
Oh.
So I say, oh, boy, that was a good kiss. Boy, I'm going to really rock your world, but I'll see you later.
No.
Oh, that's bullshit.
I think with a good kiss, you'd say to him, wow, does that just...
Hi, Rosemary.
That just took me to heaven. However, I don't start when I'm not going to finish. And tonight, I'm not going to finish this.
Interesting. Now we're getting into a whole different ball game here.
I'm not saying that, but just, you got to tell him up front. Otherwise, he leaves with a case of blue testicles.
No matter what you say, that could happen. It doesn't matter what the hell you're going to say, that could happen.
So especially you're staying with my neighbor, though. It's not going to, you don't see anything more developing. It's just the way it is. It's status quo.
Well,
is that bad?
Is he in therapy? Because he really should be. You know, if he has an issue with impotence, they have all kinds. They got stuff that it's almost like a garage door opener.
Yeah. But that 30-year...
Put hydraulic, you know, lifts in there.
That 30-year reference tells me he's committed to men, though. When he made that reference about 30 years ago, that's when he made the shift from guys to girls.
I
don't have cards, and you gotta get more info out of this guy. You gotta be an interrogator.
Yeah, I think you really should.
You gotta get more info. When he goes right down to those holy shit subjects, you gotta keep going. You gotta keep digging. When he talked about surgery and stuff, you shouldn't have stopped. You said, let's keep going. Let's talk more about that.
Yeah. And what was it for? What, you know,
that could have answered all your questions if he would have kept going about in the 30 years.
You know, he
could have said, what does that mean, 30 years? But you could have said, what does that mean?
Yes, go ahead, Lisa.
He tells me, not about the 30 years thing, but I mean, in the surgery, he does tell me, but it goes, it's not something I'm interested in. And I don't remember the terms that he uses, because he does use terms, and I just, you know, I hear it, familiar with it. I don't understand it. I, you know, it's not something I'm familiar with.
Do you think it was a malpractice suit that he wore?
You know,
what
I'm wondering.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering.
That he might have won a bird, but not one. One.
Was it like really medical terms like erectus penisus? Take care of that.
Oh, Charlie.
No, I'm shy. That we're going to show.
So, yeah, the cards don't go any further with he and I, though. They just say it's status quo, period, right?
You didn't say
that's
that.
That's why I wish the guy was actively in therapy. Is he? He needs to be.
No.
But
I don't think he's going to do it. He's not that kind of guy. He's not that sensitive, or you know, he doesn't go in that. I don't think he goes. Well, maybe I don't know. I don't know. You know, I just don't.
I think gay or not gay, guys probably are the least very small participants in therapy, right? I think they're the ones that do it the last resort.
I don't know.
Even though it's helped beneficial. Men, I think, stay out of therapy more than women.
Well, you guys have some...
I'm just saying, right?
Yeah.
So that's not that... That doesn't surprise me he's not in therapy. That he's probably very normal that way. Because guys are like, I'm not a psychopath. I'm not crazy. I don't need therapy.
Why is there this big stigma attached?
There has been for years. It's getting better. It's getting a lot better, but it's still not there yet. People still have a problem with it.
Well, and years ago, it used to be you'd go talk to the psychiatrist.
Yes, right.
Nowadays, after what went through with family members and stuff, now they are just the medication dispensers, and you see a different individual.
Yeah, and,
psychologist,
you know,
and psychiatrist, right?
He's just kind of like a caveman in some ways, because, like I said, we were walking, and he says, "You and I are going to go to the Spang next Tuesday." I didn't say anything. You know, we had gone before. I didn't say anything. I'm not, you know, I don't have to go. This is America, land of the free. I don't have to go anywhere. But if I feel like it, I'll go. And, but he
why did,
becoming
why did you choose not to say
bossy.
Anything?
That's a good
why
question.
Did you choose not to say anything?
You know, because it was not, it's not
you
like,
boss?
You know, it was like more important fish to fry in the way of, you know, just trying to make sense of my feelings. Because I told him, I said, "Did you manipulate me into feeling this way, that I, the way I feel for you? Because this is, I just feel like you don't act like a gay guy. And you don't act like a guy that is gay, that puts up, you know, fences and walls." I said, "What is going on here?" And my friends want to know, too. What is happening? What happened? I said, "I moved here, I landed here, and there was no, you know, somebody, the property manager said you were gay and she trusted you." Well, I never felt you were gay.
And what did he respond to that?
Oh, let's see. He did, you know, I was just crying, and he just, you know, he didn't really, we just kept, he was kind. I can't remember what he said, that he, you know, he said, you know, "I don't think you should move," and that kind of thing. But I did, yeah. He said no, he didn't manipulate me, is what he said.
You ask, like, super, super, duper awesome questions, but you don't ask the follow-up ones as soon as you get the answer.
Well, maybe it's overwhelming.
I mean, you asked like the greatest, like a reporter, you asked that greatest freaking door opening question, and he opens it, and you don't keep asking. And you should. And maybe you will eventually. Maybe you will, because...
You know, I told him, I've known gay guys, and they're this, you don't act gay to me when we're together or ever been together. You act heterosexual to me.
Let me ask you a quick question here. If you had a man, could you still be friends with this neighbor?
Oh, yeah, I would do it.
That's the $1 million question.
You know,
and
I would not kick him.
He would, too, he's told her.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering.
He told her he would.
You might be suffering from a lot of, disconnection from having your significant other.
Well, that's
and
bad.
Having needs, you know, and but yet you wouldn't be able to be in a marriage with him because he couldn't provide.
Yeah, you accidentally come across a eunuch.
Yeah.
You did. Whether it's medically or because of his orientation, you came across a guy that doesn't want to do any bedroom Olympics with you. And it's not your fault. But, and we don't know the reason 100% because it's kind of maybe
but
physical.
He's always so physical. And he's so, today he was physical. You know, today we were all over each other. And, you know, physical. And, you know, and a lot of kisses. And then, you know, he says, "Okay, let's do the other side now." And, you know, so we're up, you know, squashing each other. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. You know,
here's the thing, you guys could be having wild makeout sessions. He's got a tongue that works.
Even if his Wiener Schnitzel didn't work, there's a lot of other stuff you could do, so he can't just say, "Well, you know, I can't get a Woody."
Get it up, but he could.
There's a million other things you could do to still have fun. So I don't know that that's 100% that. But then again, I'd have never had that problem. I mean, if you have that problem, maybe psychologically it just destroys you. I don't know.
Could always get a strap on
Well, I'm just saying. Well, oh, dear Lord. Here
well,
we go.
Well,
Deb,
what do you, think? Do you think it's just like we're just playing games with each other and that's it?
No.
You both aren't. You're not on the same page, first of all, in the back to Deb. You're
but
not on the same page.
I think he is broken. And that's why he needs to receive some kind of help, guidance, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and we just don't know why he's broken because he hasn't really... He's given you little breadcrumbs, but he hasn't told you 100% of everything, anything.
And I do think he's sincere when he says he loves you, but everything seems to be...
That word's relative.
Yeah.
It is a relative word, and it's not a bad thing, but like, I love beer. Some people love their pets. Some people love their sister. Some people love their friends.
Love has
like seven different meanings to everybody. And when you say it and he says it, you're not on the same page.
Yeah, somebody in the room here that's listening, she said, something to the effect he could always have used his tongue.
Yeah, so I don't, but then
I'm just interacting with some gay guys, what it is. That's all it is then.
Oh, no. Well, just really give it thought before you up and move.
But there's been a lot of positive.
Yeah.
The only negative things have come out is it didn't work out the way you wanted, but there's been a lot of you guys have had a lot of good experiences. He's helped you a lot. He's been friends with you a lot. He's been next to you and come over when he thought you were in trouble. So there's a lot of positive things that have happened. The negative of it is it didn't go exactly where you wanted. Yes. You wanted to be like lovey-dovey, perfect couple. That hasn't gone there yet, but the other part of the love has worked out really good.
And the big O.
Really good.
The big O is like all consuming.
But I'm just saying, but as far as everything else, he has done a lot to look after you.
Yes, he really has.
So
even asked him, I said, do you know what a narcissist is? And he said, yes. And he gave me the definition. I said, do you think you're a narcissist? You know, so.
And what did
we
he say?
Were having.
Whoa.
No.
What did
he said
say
no.
When you asked? Does a narcissist ever say they are?
I don't know if they
I want to know if anybody ever asked a true narcissist, hey, are you a narcissist? Well, no, I'm not. What? Come on.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry to say.
That's like
I'm
asking somebody
crazy
that's
about myself.
That's like asking somebody that's insane. That's like asking somebody insane, are you insane? Well, yes. No, they're not because they don't know they're insane. But anyway, but the bottom line is, it hasn't gone the way you wanted to, but there has been some positive things.
And I think Jim, you brought a big thing.
I mean,
here.
He's your neighbor. He has looked after you the best that he could in his own way. You know, maybe, you know, even let's look at it. Maybe if it's 100% physical problem, it could scar you emotionally. That's a big thing for a guy. Or maybe even a woman.
That's what I'm thinking. I always said
it could
he
be.
Wants to, but there's a something wrong here that he can't.
But she's got to get him to say it.
But you're right.
He got her right to the point, and then you didn't keep asking, but maybe the next time you talk.
And you
maybe
know,
the next time.
You never know if he's got a glass against the wall listening.
It sounds like
they
don't even
need
it.
That works.
Are you, Deb, are you picking that up? Is that what's going on?
I'm just saying, I feel this guy is extremely psychic, or he knows more than he lets
psychic
on. No, I'm kidding in that. I'm being facetious.
Well, but I mean, sounds like, well, first of all, it sounds like that Lisa, there's not a lot going on there that he needs to listen to. She's not
when she's on the phone with us.
I thought you went in your car when you're on the phone with us.
Well, not right now. Sometimes inside.
But that's bad. I always thought it was. I thought it was always the scarves and all that stuff. Okay, well, then that might be. That could be true, Deb.
Yeah, so he's very, we'll just say, perceptive. Somehow, I think he...
Yeah, I got what you're saying about the glass against the wall.
You know, I was talking to him today about that, you know, he does a lot of meditation. He doesn't believe in metaphysics, but, you know, I've told him I think he's picking stuff up with his intuition because he says things that really, you know, I'm like, huh? You know, it's like, that's weird that he would say that.
Well, true, and don't they always say you lose one sense, the others become heightened?
What sense did he lose?
He's kind of dickless, isn't he?
That's not a sense. That's not a sense. That's not sight. That's not sound. That's not hearing. That's not a sense, all right?
I'm just saying.
And you know what? First of all, let's back this up a little bit. Let's reset this. He mentioned a few little things, but he never actually, never, ever officially said that was an issue. She didn't keep going with that question. He said, I've had a couple operations and there's an issue, but he never said what it was.
Yeah.
Well, he did mention it, but I don't remember the term. I didn't write it down.
But you guys are so close at this point. You shouldn't have to back off on any questions anymore that aren't like meant to hurt. You can say, you know what? What happened? Tell me all about this thing. Tell me all about it.
No, I just don't understand it. It's so technical. I don't understand it. And I just, you know, I feel like when I'm around him, I'm so tired anyway. I'm really exhausted by the time I get around him. And I'm kind of loopy. And I just, you know, I did ask him. I said, do you have a big old STD? Is that what's going on?
Right.
There?
And, right.
And he said, no. And then he said.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, say it again.
Then he said with the surgeries, you know, he had two, and the second one was some damage.
And then I would have said, what kind of damage? Tell me about that.
And maybe he did tell me, but I didn't.
Jump on it.
I don't remember the terms. I don't remember the terms.
He said, don't get technical. Talk to me like I'm a 13-year-old. Did it keep you from getting a hard-on forever, or what did it actually? Just don't give me the technical stuff. Tell me the big picture. What's wrong?
Okay.
And you no longer sort of witty?
You know, the technical term I need to use is, can you get a hard-on? That's the technical term.
Yeah.
That's what I need to
ask. If anybody out there is medically inclined, maybe you know what the term was that he used as damage from, because it would help her to be more clear.
No, she said, just tell him, hey.
Yeah. Lisa, do you remember in several readings, I kept saying, I feel it's something physical. There's something here, the roadblock.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we're getting closer to it. But you both have a sense of intimacy between you. Mm-hmm. You think he could.
Yeah.
Tell you more,
but that's
and who knows, you might be the therapy he needs, just being with you.
That 30-year thing, so that 30-year mark means something to me.
Yeah. Go ahead, Laura. Lisa, I called her Laura.
Lisa, no, that 30-year mark is not, I guarantee you, that 30-year comment has nothing to do with the surgery.
Now, what I did is I laid the cards out for you again. And here we go, under sure to come true. And I always feel like I should tell the recipient everything that I see in the card.
Sweetly.
That under sure to come true, this, what has happened to him, is a huge misfortune. The four clubs is called the devil. The devil, why can't I say the word devil?
The devil.
The devil's work.
Let's talk about Bobby Boucher and Waterboy. He did a football play the devil.
Devil's bed. Yeah, devil.
The devil. Ooh, the devil loves that foosball. Go ahead.
And it's right here. Boom, four clubs. That's a card like every Murphy's Law rolled into one.
I hate Murphy. That guy was a bastard.
And then there is, you thought he was a bastard?
And Murphy's Law always sucks. Every Murphy's Law sucks.
They're true.
They're true, but they always are bad for the person.
If something can go wrong, it will.
Yeah, Murphy's Law is true, but it always is horrible for the person that's the recipient.
Then right there. Oh, boy. That was weird.
Are you being invaded by aliens? We hear weird sounds.
Yeah.
No, I had the sound now.
I think the man is celibate. There really isn't a male romping going on either.
Right.
Because something is wrong inside of him. And here it is, but he wants to maintain a relationship with you. Actually, the way I worded it is, does he want to ultimately share his life with you. And it said, yes, but you've got the four clubs right there.
And now let me jump in. First of all, you can share life with
somebody. What is the four of clubs?
It doesn't mean it's exclusive, does it? It doesn't mean he wants to share life with her and be exclusive to her, right?
I would say if I'm reading for a woman right now, as I am,
yeah,
and she's in the beginnings of a relationship, this eight of diamonds here indicates a committed singular relationship.
That he wants to. For somebody that's broken and can't even go to a point where he thinks it might be beyond a certain thing. It sounds really foggy.
He's being very fatalistic about his, you know. I think actually, Lisa, from what I see, you're the closest friend he's ever had. And I mean that.
I really love him. And that's what I told him today. I said, I've never had time to work on myself. I've always raised my kids or I took care of that significant other. And he knows that. And I said, now this part of me that I never healed in part that is the bad girl stuff that's coming out inside me. And I relate to your bad self because he's like a walking, talking. He's not a thug. He's not. But he talks. He has that kind of accent. And I told him the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk like a thug. And I just adore it. Yeah. He sounds like Marlon Brando with a leather jacket.
What's this accent thing?
It's like a, how do you say, like a New Yorkish, you know, he's just a real, he sounds, and all his friends sound like that.
He's trying to work like a wise guy. He's like a wise guy and good fellows.
Yeah, but here.
Yeah, and I just melt. And I told him that, and that's what I call him, my thug. You're just like a thug, and I love it. And then he starts saying, well, you stay there. And he runs across the street to talk to some guys, and he comes back. And then he says, we're going next week. We're going to go to this thing. And we've gone to it before, you know, to stay. And I didn't say anything. You know,
Lisa, they don't all have to be effeminate. And one thing is, look at lesbians. Often there's the lipstick lesbian, and then there's the, what's a nice term?
I know what she's saying. You see it very common, and I don't want to speak because I don't want to offend any homosexual couples out there, but from what we have observed, there's always seems like one party is a little more of a male-oriented, male-dominant type.
Well,
of,
you know,
the other one's more feminine.
When he tells me his stories, and I love listening to them, I'm glad they're not happening now, but he was a real badass, and he was a badass in the worst form, and I'm just like, oh, when I listen to his stories.
Well, what do you mean by badass in the worst form, first of all?
Like beating people up
or
what?
Well, you know, when he was a teenager, my God, you know, we all were teenagers at one point. He used to beat people up.
Well, you might want to think about that, first of all.
Why?
And file that away, because that might not be out of his blood.
No,
that's violence. That violence is a different ballgame, first of all. Violence.
No, that's teenage stuff.
Well, then all of us guys are thugs. We all beat each other up as guys. Jesus Christ, all of us guys beat up other people. That's all we did was fight as teenage boys. If you didn't fight, you weren't a guy.
Yeah.
So he's not different than any four of us were. So that's not a big story. That shouldn't have got you excited. Oh, my God, you fought people?
No,
but we all did as teenage boys. We beat people all the time.
We teenage girls, we were bad in our way. Stealing other girls' friends.
Here we go.
You know, stuff like that. We did it. Mm-hmm. The girl stuff that we did.
Yeah. He reminds me of Al Pacino, Marlon Brando. You know, what can I say? You know, and it's just, he's not that way today. And then he has me talk to his friends of 30 years. And
which is
really
odd. That is so
me.
Odd. That is odd?
Like, that part, I don't know why that happens. I have no idea why he
does that. He asks me a phone and says, hey, I want to talk to this person I've known for 30 years to say I'm okay. I'd be like, you're not okay because you wouldn't do that. I'm out of here. Normal people don't have to do that. Hey, talk to this person. They'll tell you I'm safe. It's like, why?
I don't know.
I need to know
He's a transplant, you know. I don't know, Deb. Are you picking? I don't know. Who knows?
He's a transplant. What the hell does transplant mean? What the hell does that mean?
When you move from one place to another, you know, one region to another. We're out here in the Wild West, for goodness sakes. We don't talk
That's right.
A hug.
That's right. you're talking to two people who have done the same thing here. Went from up to the upper Midwest, and when all we're on the East Coast, we're transplants.
Yeah, but they used to always ask me out here, what part of Scotland are you from?
I thought it was Norway.
No, in Scotland.
And we don't talk anything like any Scottish accent.
And seriously,
Scandinavian.
When we came with a Canadian type of, what is it they say, eh?
We never said eh, but we had the other, some of our enunciations were a little like that.
If you watch the movie Fargo, they really embellish.
They embellish.
Oh, yeah. Fargo.
But it's like
the
that.
You take that accent and then knock it down about 20%. But they took it all the way. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I love it. You know, I love how he sounds. I wouldn't change a hair on his head. You know,
and
even with the stuff that's going on, you know, I don't feel freaked out about it. I don't know. You know, I just take it as it is. I was crying. I was telling my love.
Really upsetting. Okay. Lisa, I know that some of our followers, just as they are listening in, they're caring very much about you, and they are kind of worried. They're hoping that this is going to be a good, healthy relationship in the end.
I don't think they're worried in the fact that her life's in danger. They just think that she's selling herself short.
That's what they think.
Some of them, not all of them. Some are
thinking
like... But
I don't put my life on hold. I mean, I'm out there doing other things.
Yeah.
I'm out there meeting other people. I'm out there interacting with others. You know, I'm not isolated with him. And it's just...
Really?
No.
Yeah, don't nail her.
You've spent so many entire days with him. How can you say you're out there doing all these
they
other
love
stuff?
Not recently. I mean, tomorrow I have plans with a girlfriend. And then Wednesday, I put together a girlfriend night out, you know. So we're out there.
That's good going forward. But in the past, you weren't doing that. You were totally dedicating yourself in the past.
Well, they were
wrapped up with
him. He was smitten. You know, there's a lot there. It's just like... a love that maybe can't be.
Oh, that's cool. No, I'm just saying in the past,
she
put 120% in the past.
And look at him. He was telling her what he looked like in the shower.
I don't even know what the hell that means. How do you tell someone what you look like in the shower? Well, here's what I look in the shower. I'm naked and I'm wet. You got it? That's what I do in the shower. Oh, and half the time I got soap and shampoo on, the other half I don't. Bada bing, bada bing.
You never know, though. I don't want to paint a picture rosier than it should be, but I feel the two of you were brought together for a reason. And thinking metaphysically, this is something. There's something here for the two of them. It could be, like we've said, a past life reference. Where you both are like making amends for something in the past, way past, things like that.
I agree with all that.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it is, though.
But we are very passionate about kissing and hugging. I mean, we've moved into that. We hadn't been doing that before. This is new. Today, we were all over it today with each other. And he said, okay, now let's start kissing the other side. You know, we were wrapped up. Huh?
The lip?
Yes, our bodies are wrapped up together, and we're kissing, and I'm my hands are up and down his body, and I'm telling him, oh, God, I love you so much, and then, you know, kissing his neck, kissing his face, kissing his lips, and he's kissing me, and he says, okay, now let's do the other side, and so, you know, and then I had to run, I had.
He's gonna be doing that.
She's getting me all excited over here.
Why would you get excited over knowing nothing's going to happen?
Because it's like reading
a
steamy book.
I can't wait to go and do nothing. This is going to be great.
They were literally, you were making out, is what it's called.
Yeah, making out's awesome
when
you're 13. That's great.
It's better than nothing.
But you don't have to settle for nothing there, Tootsie Pop.
But I don't have Mr. right now. I have someone else. I mean, I have to go out there and do something, and I plan it. We're doing
it. You are
going to
have
friends.
Positive thinking.
There is another man coming for you, but I think you have some kind of unfinished task here with him. And I personally, if like we were one-on-one, I'd be saying I really feel it's you are teaching him how to love.
Oh, and wow.
All these walls up, all these barriers. Yeah, he was able
and
to
And that's
go
what
and...
I told him. I told him this afternoon we were walking, I said, I think you're shut down on many levels. And, you know, then he started talking to me about how he was in my life that he could relate to in parts of his life. He could connect, you know, make a connection. And because I just said, this is the first time I've been free.
I mean, bother.
Well, I think you guys are really starting to come to a different level. I didn't know you guys were actually doing smooches. And I mean, I thought you were talking text.
She's been doing that forever.
No. This just started. We just moved into that realm. You know, I put my hands through his hair. I make his hair stand up. I'm all over him, and he's all over me. And I was rubbing my hands up and down his body, for God's sake.
Do you put your hands and squeeze his buns?
I haven't gone that far. I should. That's the next place.
Yeah.
Let's draw pictures while we're at it here. Let's draw pictures. Does anybody insert a finger in somebody's orifice? Is that a yes or a no, first of all?
In the mouth, that's a good one. For
yeah, well, that's a yes then.
Maybe gently grind on them a little bit while you're squeezing them.
What does it matter? What does it matter, Deb?
I could hold a class in this stuff.
Well, what's good's it going to do? He's a eunuch.
I think you are going to eat those words, my dear.
Well, you know what? I guarantee I'm not eating those words.
Them just might be some fighting words. Because, like I said, I stay open to possibility.
But you're not looking at the cards either, so don't give
you know
me that
what?
Crap.
Yeah,
that's your opinion, and that's my opinion.
For being, and I have called him when we came home the other night from the dinner, and I looked at him and I said, okay, Mr. Gay, homosexual man, you're going to say goodnight to me. You're not going to run into that house and shut everything down. And so we were saying goodnight, and then he stood out on the front porch as I was going, and he's yelling at me. He says, Lisa, goodnight. And then we were on the phone later, and he's asking me, what do you want with this man? What do you want with me? And, you know, it's just been, sometimes I'm just done. Sometimes I'm just so tired, I can't think of the next question.
I got to tell you this one before you go. This one that I see right here, and it's under kind of what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to try with you. Yeah, we got to hurry.
Now what?
He's going to try sex with her. But you're going to have to really support. You're going to have to be really supportive if he can't do it, because it's going to crush him.
Is he going to go to U-Haul?
I'm not going to let him feel that way. I won't let him crush. Now, I'll be the nurse. I will be everything.
Yeah.
She's got to have self-respect.
And I really think, though, he's going to accomplish it. Part of it is, he's terrified of trying, you know, that sense of terror. You guys don't drink. That's a big deal, because everybody gets laid when there's drinking.
Except squirrel.
You know what? We're out of time, and I'm sad. But we have to go. Yes, we'll be here tomorrow night.
How's your teeth? Yeah. Deb, how's your teeth?
It couldn't be worse.
I told everybody every day they get a little worse, but that's expected.
Yeah.
They're supposed to get worse instead of better.
Because they're just dangling.
Yeah, they're supposed to get worse instead of better, but she's got Tuesday's her D-Day.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell them I've gone into a therapy over this because it's been a rough road. But we'll be here tomorrow night. Do you have your song?
You didn't tell me to do
that.
The show is over, say goodbye.
doesn't matter.
Arizona course, not until towards the half hour mark. So get here early and we will conduct things for you. Take care, everybody. Love you so much. 7 p.m. tomorrow, 4 p.m. Pacific. Bye.